Welcome to Collaborating, the podcast series of the Collaborative for Business Development.
Welcome back to Collaborating, the podcast that focuses on all things revenue, best and next practices in sales, marketing, and eliminating organizational obstacles to success. And thinking about that last goal of this podcast, eliminating organizational obstacles to success, today I'm going to talk about ILOSAM. It continues to amaze us how people at young companies, or even folks at established firms, upon release of a new product or service, go into a frenzied rush to sell. Now, don't get me wrong. We love selling more than anything. To us, it's fun and challenging to get out there with your persuasion skills, tactics, strategy around selling, meet new prospects, and learn if we can help them in some way. But we have to keep ourselves in check, and we try to help others do the same. What we observe in many firms is that often they're missing some basic building blocks necessary to be successful. Of course, there are many reasons. It may be VC or board pressure if it's a young firm, especially these new firms, and in the tech sector oft times. Could be fear of new competition or even management hubris. But be assured that ILOSAM shall not be broken without consequences. So what, say you, is ILOSAM, or R ILOSAM, as the case is? ILOSAM, I-L-O-S-A-M, is just our little shorthand for the immutable laws of sales and marketing. They cannot be ignored, and if they are, the price to pay typically is lost opportunity and frustrated or exiting sales execs. ILOSAM say that before you'll realize sales success, you must consider and act on these four issues. First, define marketing strategy. Second, give sales execs something real to sell. Third, give sales execs selling tools. And fourth, provide the necessary support. And these rules come from, again, our own experience working with several firms and seeing the pell-mell rush to get that new idea out to market and ignore all of the infrastructure horse. Another name for ILOSAM is putting the sales cart before the infrastructure horse. So let's think about number one, define marketing strategy. Now, this at minimum means clearly stating your value proposition, answering the so what questions, how are you different, why should I talk to you, etc., and defining who are your best prospects and how to reach them. Then you'll want to implement marketing communications that reaches your top targets with a finely honed message. Now, foundational to any successful marketing and sales effort is the firm's ability to cogently answer these questions. First, what is the product or service story? Everyone likes to hear a story, the reason why this thing came to be. Is it integrated, this particular product story, is it integrated with the firm story? So does it make sense? Does it naturally flow in some logical way, in some passionate way, from what the firm's overall direction and mission and story is? And third, does the organization live the story? That is, does everyone agree and promote the same messages about it? So we find that it's really important that a firm align its marketing strategy with its sales and business strategy. Oftentimes, these efforts are working at odds with one another instead of hand in glove. Secondly, now let's talk about giving the sales execs something real to sell. Sounds like common sense, right? Well, too many firms go out to the market having ignored number one, believing that they can sell a concept and worry about the product and service details later. This is the old throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks approach that, with few exceptions, results in credibility loss for both the firm and the salesperson. Now, it's not a crime to go to the market without a product or service wholly ready for prime time, but give your execs some proof material, early adopters' positive feedback, something to ensure that the sales execs don't look foolish out there. Marketing can both drive new business to your organization and enhance the effectiveness of your sales force. Third, give sales execs selling tools.
These can and should be a derivative of your marketing communications and include the materials that need to be used at each stage of the sales process. Can you answer why you've chosen a sales tool for a particular stage and what you expect the materials to do at the different points? Have sales execs been trained properly and have the tools to manage the sales process been laid out in expert fashion? Now, one thing we've seen that works very well to get at this and get the right tools in place is for everyone to sit down. It could be client service people, marketing people, the sales execs themselves. Draw a flow chart, write an outline of all sales and client services activities and the purpose of each prospect or client interaction. For each step, ask those employees what the prospect or client is requesting, if they feel that they have the tools that they need. Is the activity necessary, that particular part of the process, and aligned with your overall purpose? And what's the expected or optimal payoff from the marketing tool that is being desired for that stage? Now, keep in mind that in an increasingly crowded marketplace where every buyer is bombarded through every conceivable medium, a robust marketing effort provides the air and artillery cover that makes the buyer more receptive to the sales infantry. So once you've had that meeting and sat everybody down, there's a lot of different tactics you can use. You'll want to use all or some subset of the following tools. First of all, of course, a good CRM system, customer relationship management system for contact tracking activities that the salespeople are undertaking. Referrals, again, if it's something new, and that's going to be one of the proof statements, both personal network and client referrals. And look for connections to your referrals. There's great databases out there for salespeople like Jigsaw, and of course, social media avenues like LinkedIn. Public relations and related publicity. PR sites like e-releases get your news out very well, but also cheaply. But make sure that you're always chronicling what are the things going on in the firms. What are positive things happening, perhaps newsworthy. Get press releases out around these things. If a new prospect takes on the service, if you've just released something. Advertising, both electronic and paper-based. Now, if appropriate, use inexpensive advertising with, for instance, AdWords and similar, Google AdWords. We're not big fans of advertising generally. We think that there's a lot more guerrilla marketing that can take the place of advertising and get you just as far or further in this day and age of social media. Seminar and trade shows are important to build awareness, but consider teleconferences and webinars. Direct marketing, mail campaigns, and email marketing. Yes, we do see postcards still working, but of course, email marketing with sites like Constant Contact and iContact can be very effective. Your website, make sure that it's SEO'd, you know, that it's optimized for search engine optimization with the appropriate landing pages and forms to encourage inbound activity. And your sales collateral. Make sure that you have the right information in the right form. It could be just Acrobat PDF files to email out, or hard copy if you're doing a lot of face-to-face meetings. But sales collateral brochures, one-pagers, sales sheets, all very important. Fourth and finally, provide the necessary support. Now, this means, again, identifying the stages a prospect moves through to become a client and what support is required to keep them happy, really both during the sale and after the sale. You've hired an A-level salesperson to sell, right? This is what they do best and behaviorally want to do. The quickest way to demoralize and lose a top sales exec is to saddle him or her with too many marketing and client services tasks. Now, again, granted, at the outset, if you're a young company, you may have to have all hands on deck, salespeople who really were hired to do sales, getting them involved in some marketing activities, getting them involved in client service activities as well. So that can be unavoidable for some period of time, but be aware of the tipping point, that is, that point where the salesperson says, I'm out of here, this isn't what I want to do, what I was hired to do, and have a plan and communicate that plan for building in these functions and this support to salespeople and their effort. So, of course, there are other factors such as hiring the right talent, having a well-designed compensation plan, etc., that ensure a higher probability of sales success. And if you do these things well and you follow ILOSAM, the likelihood that your salespeople will stay and stay motivated and on your team for the long haul increases significantly. And of course, this means that your firm and product, your new product or service, also stands a much better chance of success. 4 points of ILOSAM, for the 4 rules of ILOSAM: define marketing strategy, give sales execs something real to sell, give sales execs selling tools, and provide the necessary support. With that as a firm foundation, you're launched to success. Thanks again for tuning in. As always, we welcome your feedback to this episode and ideas for topics and guests. Email us at info@the-collaborative.com or mike@the-collaborative.com, that's me, or call us at 888-580-9473. Again, visit our website, www.the-collaborative.com, and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on collaborating.